From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Welcome to this broadcast from Let the Bible Speak. Thank you for tuning in today, and we trust that as we come to the Word of God, the Word of God indeed will speak to all of us as we listen to it today. I want to read from the Word of God, from the Old Testament book of Jonah, book of Jonah chapter 1 and the verse number 11. And we're going to read to the end of this chapter. Jonah chapter 1. And the verse 11, if you have a copy of the Word of God, then why not join along with the reading? Jonah chapter 1, verse 11. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And may the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let's have a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank thee for thy word. And we pray, Lord, that as we come to the word of God, Lord, that you would be pleased to speak out of the word of God today, we pray. May the Bible speak to our hearts. Oh God, we pray that to those who are listening and tuning in, we pray, Lord, that there will be that word in season to every waiting heart. Oh God, we pray that you'll be pleased to bless the preaching, the going forth of thy word. And may the Spirit of the Lord take a dealing with hearts, we pray. Hear and answer prayer and be with us in the Savior's name we ask. Amen. It's always encouraging to hear the testimony or the life story of how an individual came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single person who is saved by the same means, by the same way. That is, by faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Yet for every saved sinner, the journey to that place is always different. We are all saved the one way, but how we get there is always different. Many come to faith in Christ after having been brought up in a Christian home and in Christian environment, taught the gospel, and then coming to that point in their own lives personally when by faith they receive Christ as their Savior. Others come to Christ having had no upbringing in the gospel at all, yet perhaps by a personal word of witness from a friend, a neighbor, or a family member, they come in contact with the gospel, and by the working of the Holy Spirit in their hearts, they are brought to faith in Christ. There are others, and they are saved as a result of a serious or a frightening event in their life, perhaps serious illness, sudden death of a loved one, a sudden life event that has caused them to think about their own mortality and their own death. And as a result, they've been brought to that place of faith and repentance in the finished work of Christ as well. Therefore, while all who are saved must by faith trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior, yet their journey to the cross is different and varied. In our Bible reading today, we read about a group of men, mariners. They were sailors who were brought to a place of salvation, and they were saved in the midst of a storm that had arisen during the course of their sea journey to a place called Tarshish. And on that boat that day was a man by the name of Jonah. Jonah was a saved man. And Jonah had been told by God to go and to witness to the city of Nineveh. It was a wicked city. But rather than running after the will of God, Jonah runs from the will of God. And he very deliberately rebels against what God has told him to do. And he sets off for the port of Joppa, there to get a ship to this place called Tarshish. Tarshish was a coastal city near Gibraltar on the southern part of Spain. But it was completely in the opposite direction from Nineveh. Spiritually speaking, each one of us are either going to Nineveh or Tarshish. We are either going God's way or going our own way. And Jonah sadly was going his own way, running away from God, but there were others who were going that way as well, and included in that number were the sailors, these mariners. And during the course of that journey, a storm arose. Yet the Lord was working in that storm. Because in that storm that threatened the very lives of these sailors, here they were in the midst of the Mediterranean Sea, and they believed that they were going under. In verse number 4 of Jonah chapter 1, we see that the ship was like to be broken. In other words, the fierceness and the ferocity of the storm was such that they believed they were going under. But rather than perishing, That day, these sailors were spared. They were saved in a storm, going the wrong way, but God intervened, and God saved them. And perhaps as you tune in today, you are going the wrong way. You're going away from God. Well, may God so intervene in your life as well and bring you to Himself in salvation. But we want to see the journey that these people, these mariners took, these sailors took to that place of salvation. I want you to see there is their awakening. Their awakening. In verse 16, we read that, "Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly." And this fear that is spoken of there, it's not a dread or a terrifying fear, but rather it's a reverential fear. It's an acknowledgement of the Lord. It's an acknowledgement of one who is greater than they are, of one who was in control of the very storm that they feared. Now they feared the Lord with reverence and with awe. The scriptures tell us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And these men feared God, and they feared the Lord exceedingly. But what's so significant about that, you may ask? Well, in verse number 5, we read that they didn't always fear God, because we read in verse 5 that when this storm broke and the waves began to lash upon their boat and they felt they were going down, what did they do? Verse number 5, we read, they cried every man unto his God. They started to appeal and to appease their own God. In this storm, initially, they turned to their own God, not to the true and the living God, but rather to false gods. So it is clear that these men were ungodly. They were worshipping false gods rather than the true God. Yet, as we come to verse 16, there's been a change. And the Holy Spirit has so worked in their hearts and lives and brought them to this place of fear of God, the true and the living God. These had been men who ran after their own gods, but now these were men who feared and sought the Lord God of heaven and earth. Because of their actions and because of their change of heart, we see how they were brought to that place when they realize that there is a God. There is only one God. These men who just a short time ago were held in slavish fear and bondage, yet they're brought now to a fear of God. These men, you see, had a conscience, as we all do, that there was a greater power, that there was one who was greater than they. We all have a conscience that tells us and that witnesses to us of a divine control. Creation also witnesses to us of a greater control. Scriptures tell us that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. You see, what does that mean for each one who's born into this world? What does that mean? It means that we are all accountable to God. We're born in sin. We're born separated from God, far from God, but that does not leave us without excuse. The sinner has no excuse to offer to God in the day of judgment as to why they were not saved or converted, because their conscience and creation, conviction, all tells and awakens the sinner to their need of God. But it is sin that blinds them and binds them to coming to God. These men were awakened by conscience. These men were also awakened to condemnation, because in verse number 7 and in verse number 8, we read about this phrase, "whose cause this evil is upon us." You see, they realized that sin was being punished. They realized that there was a condemnation, there was a punishment. A wrong had been done, and now there is the punishment being meted out. Sin always brings a punishment. And this storm was a storm of God's wrath, but it spoke of a greater storm. It points to a greater storm, because there is coming a day of God's wrath. of divine punishment, of divine condemnation and damnation because of sin. There is coming a day when every unrepentant, unsaved person in this world who dies without Christ, meets God still in their sin, will meet God and be condemned for that sin. Yet God in His mercy extends His grace, extends His Son in salvation to flee from that wrath which is to come. You see, if God had not stepped into the situation here in the lives of these mariners, these sailors, they would have perished. Perished in the midst of the storm of God's wrath. And as you listen to this program, as you listen to this broadcast, may you heed the warnings that there is a day of wrath coming. And you need to flee. Flee not to the things of this world. Flee not to those things that will seek to appease your own conscience and bring no peace. You need to flee today to Jesus Christ. He is the only one, as we shall see, who can save your soul from sin and turn away the wrath of God that is upon you. We see their awakening. But we also see their activity. Verse 16 tells us that they offered a sacrifice unto the Lord. It's very interesting because they realized that the only way that they could come before God and the only way they could appease the wrath of God was by the way of a sacrifice. They didn't offer sacrifices unto their false gods to try to appease them. They realized that at this stage that was a futile exercise. The only one to whom they could and should offer a sacrifice to was the true and the living God. The only one who could calm this storm was the Lord. And the only sacrifice that will appease and turn away the wrath of God for guilty sinners is the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. He is our only means of approach. He is the only way that a sinner can ever be right with God. Through the death, through the blood shedding of the Savior. The hymn writer asked the question, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, Scripture tells us, there is no remission of sin. There's no forgiveness of sin. There's no turning away of the wrath and the judgment of God. Christ's blood was shed, and He offered Himself one sacrifice for sin. These men realized how God's wrath could be turned away, how they could be saved from this storm of wrath and punishment that they were in, and it was by the way of sacrifice. Jonah spoke unto these men in verse number 9, and he said to them, I fear the Lord. And the Lord there in verse number 9 is in capital letters. It's referring to the covenant-keeping Jehovah God, the one who entered into that covenant to save sinners to Himself, to redeem a people to Himself. And as Jonah spoke to them, even in his waywardness and his running from God, these men had a revelation of God who could save them and could help them in this their hour of need. And then in verse 12, there's a further revelation of how salvation could be attained. Jonah says to them, he says, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. You see, it was by the death of Jonah that the wrath of God would be appeased. In Matthew chapter 12 and the verse number 40, the Lord Jesus Christ uses Jonah as a type of Himself. He says, Jonah being in the whale's belly for 3 days and 3 nights, and so the Son of Man must also be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. I notice something very particular about Jonah here, especially in relation to the sacrifice these men offered. In verse 12, as we've read, he says, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. What did they do? In verse 15, we read, so they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea. At this stage, Jonah was as good as dead. But the point here is that the only way for this wind and this storm to stop, the only way for these men to be delivered, was for Jonah to die. He had to offer himself a sacrifice. He told the sailors, if you're going to live, I have to die. And Jonah is cast into the sea, and he endures the raging billows of God's wrath in that storm. Oh, what a picture of the gospel. What a picture of the grace and the goodness of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had to die. His death was the only acceptable sacrifice to calm the storm of God's wrath for our sin. I say to you today, stop trying to go your own way. Stop trying to do your own thing. Stop running from God, but rather turn to Him, run to Him. And see in the Lord Jesus Christ your only hope, your only salvation, the only way that the wrath of God can be turned away. You need to trust Christ and only Christ and His substitutionary work in the cross. Jonah suffered and endured the wrath of God in order for this storm to cease. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, in a far greater way and a far more unimaginable way, endured the wrath of God in His own body on the cross. As God's wrath was poured out upon His Son there on the cross, why? That we might be saved. That forgiveness for our sins might be attained. Christ was buried, and for 3 days and for 3 nights, was in the heart of the earth. For 3 days, Jonah was in the fish's belly. But then he came forth. And Christ, after remaining under the power of death for a time, he arose victorious. The sacrifice had been accepted. Atonement from sin had been attained. That's the gospel. Christ died and was buried, and that He rose again. That all who will come to Jesus Christ might be saved. We're all under the wrath of God. We're all condemned by God, and the only way that that wrath can be turned away is by faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross to save us. And as these sailors took up Jonah and cast him into the sea, they were seeing a glorious picture and portrayal of the gospel in the life of Jonah. Of what would happen some years later on when Jesus Christ would come into this world, come as a babe in Bethlehem's manger, live a perfect life, and go to that place called Calvary, and there offer Himself one sacrifice for our sin forever, that the wrath of God might be turned away. And so the scales fell off their eyes, and they were saved, and they were delivered, and they were brought to realize that their only hope now was in the Lord, not in their own gods, but in the God of heaven, who sent His Son into this world to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer. Oh, stop trying to work your own way to heaven. Stop resting or depending upon your own good works. Rest only in the work of Jesus Christ. For in Him and in Him alone there is salvation. There is their awakening, there is their activity. But finally we see their assurance. Verse number 16, at the end of it says, we read that they made vows. They received forgiveness of sins. They had been delivered. And they had a peace. All was well with them. And they wanted to offer their sacrifices unto the Lord. You see, they had a peace now that they didn't have. They had an assurance now that all was well with their soul. The gospel brings such peace. The gospel of Jesus Christ brings such assurance to weary and troubled hearts. Maybe as you listen today, you're troubled about many things. You come to Jesus Christ by faith, trust Him, you can experience the peace of God that passeth all understanding.
We see in verse 15 that the sea ceased from her raging. The storm was past, the anger of God was satisfied and turned away because the sacrifice had been offered and had been accepted. These men received the mercy of God, the grace of God. God could have turned them away. When they turned from Him, turned to their false gods, God could have turned away, but in His grace and His mercy, He pleaded on with them and worked on in their hearts and brought them to this place where they feared the Lord exceedingly. Oh, what a transformation of grace. What an awakening here among these ungodly sailors. They said, out of sinners, they returned as saints. God can save anyone, anywhere, and at any time. You may be in a storm. God has brought you there for a particular reason. Oh, heed the warning of God today. Don't miss God. Don't miss His gospel. In the middle of your storm, experience His peace. Come to Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sin, repent of your sin, and trust Him and Him alone for salvation, lest God would forsake you and leave you to perish and be lost in the storm of God's wrath and hell for all eternity. Turn away from your sin, abandon your sin, and receive Jesus Christ by faith and be saved and experience the joy of sins forgiven, and the peace that only the Lord Himself can bring. Let's bow in prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. We thank Thee, Lord, today for this account of these sailors who were saved in the midst of a storm. Our Father, we thank Thee today that You have provided a way that the wrath of God can be turned away, that way being through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that many will turn to Thee, or even those listening today, watching this program today, may they turn to Jesus Christ. And may they find in Him their only means of escaping the wrath of God. And may they find peace, the joy of sins forgiven. Oh God, we pray that You'll bless Thy word. Every heart we pray, in the Savior's name we ask. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.